Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You were expecting maybe the Easter Bunny?
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Okay, so, I don't know, Scuba Radio, Scuba Squad, not really getting behind the whole chocolate or hot honey-filled chocolate Easter bunnies for Easter. I think it still could, it could catch on. But I mean, maybe that's just me. I mean, Barry,
maybe
come on, you would eat
a sampler pack for free.
Why? I mean, I've described what it would be. I mean, it's, you know, we're basically talking about dark chocolate, you know, Easter bunny type thing filled with hot honey. I don't see any, I see no downside to this. I think it's a great idea.
It is a great idea, but you can't pressurize it. You know that.
Why?
You bite into it. It's just you can't.
It just has enough pressure where it kind of bursts into your mouth. It's not
chocolate.
Like pressure to the point where it's going to explode.
Do you eat chocolate? It has no strength at all.
Well, we have a special formula that we've created.
Sometimes you're just so literal. It's amazing.
No, that's the geek in me coming out.
I mean, you guys
just need to drop this whole thing. You ain't doing nothing but digging yourself deeper in a hole.
Well, look, you guys, I think it's a great idea. I think we do have to work on the marketing of it, though. I do. I mean, let's listen to what Tank came up with before one more time, and just see if. You know, maybe there's some way to tweak this, to sell this, and create the revenue stream that we need to have.
Spice up your Easter this year with Scuba Radio's new hot honey-filled chocolate bunnies. Each bunny is pressurized like a dive tank. So when you bite off a piece of that rich dark chocolate bunny, a blast of hot honey explodes into your mouth. Oh, hell yeah.
Is there a Willy on that wabbit?
Hey, Bigfoot, what are you doing here?
Here, give me that bunny.
Have at it, big boy.
Mmm, so good.
Suck on that hot honey-filled chocolate bunny to make it last even longer.
Oh, hell yeah.
Five will get you two hot honey-filled chocolate bunnies. Now exclusively from Scuba Radio Confections.
You guys, they're too much.
But wait, there's more. We have hot honey-filled chocolate scuba tanks, too.
Is that what that is?
Well, actually, it's...
Wait. This tastes like
Because it is. Forgot to let the dog out. You just ate Fido's fecal matter.
They look like turds because they're turds.
So nasty. Hot honey-filled chocolate scuba tanks available after Easter. And get your hot honey-filled chocolate bunnies now.
Give me that damn bunny.
Oh, hell yeah. Not a lube.
Yeah, I don't know why we have to say that.
I got an idea. I think the whole thing went wrong about the dog crap.
Yeah, so if
you eliminate that problem, I think you're good.
Well, yeah. I mean,
or
Bigfoot kind of got in there a little too early.
Or you can market it as a lube.
It could be a
lube.
The
honey part.
Hot, sticky, sweet. Put it on your feet. I don't know. It needs a little work on the marketing side of
you
things.
You lube your feet?
Barry, you would, I mean, what do you think? Now that you got a clear
picture. Well, except for the part about eating the poo.
Yeah, well.
That was a good commercial. Yeah, you need to fix that.
Well, he didn't know what he was getting himself into. I don't even know why he was part of that, to be honest.
Yeah.
Bigfoot just kind of jumps in on all of these things recently.
He's not shy anymore.
Can I go back real quick to one other thing you were talking about at Jules? Remember we were talking about the museum?
Nope.
Yes.
Okay, so
I remember this, but no, we can't go back.
I don't remember that.
No, we can go back.
You know, the Marine Lab.
Yeah, Marine Lab.
Okay. Go back.
What about it?
There was a Marine Lab that was parked out in the water there that they were using as a lab. They brought it back up. They restored it. You can go inside there. They have all kinds of exhibits.
Oh, that, okay, that was there last year, and you know what? Yeah. They were working on it.
Yeah, so now it's completed, so you can go up in there.
That's what they're
coming back to. That's
the Marine Lab. That's the museum part. Of it.
Right.
Okay.
So you go in there, you watch some videos, you check out how they lived in this little thing.
Mm-hmm. And then you know, go in the water and check it out, the thing they got underwater. Yeah.
Well, the thing they got underwater is more like a hotel.
Well, I wouldn't call it a laboratory. I wouldn't call it a hotel.
It's a no-tell motel.
But they have, they got some, you can go down there and stay overnight. Or at least
you could stay overnight. It's not cheap, but
for lovers,
you know,
it could be.
I don't know. I was told that they record all the audio in case there's an issue in there.
Have you and Jerry ever taken a visit?
Me out of it.
Not a lube.
No, I don't know. Maybe you know, Bigfoot's been there with them, but I haven't.
God.
Well, I'm sure it could handle all three of you, and by that I mean Bigfoot. So anyway.
I hope it's well ventilated.
Look at the drone here yet.
Jerry and Barry are both blushing beyond belief right now.
I know.
That's crazy.
No, I've been out in the sun for the last 3 days working on the yard.
All right. Well, that's fine.
Must have been love.
God.
Okay. Yeah. But, you know, I don't know where Bigfoot's going to go from here, though.
Who knows?
After we just made him eat, you know, doo-doo. I mean,
he might be headed to your house to talk to you about that.
Well, I don't think he's going to bother with me. He's probably going to have to, you know, need some cuddle time with Jerry or Barry.
That's none of your business, Greg.
Well, it isn't. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
And violate their privacy.
You're the one that likes things exploding in your mouth.
That's true.
I don't know what they're talking about.
Of course you don't.
Yeah.
Who plays dumb better than Greg?
For 29 years.
Hey, here's a news flash. I'm not playing. How about them apples?
Jerry just lost it.
Him.
You got Jerry.
Just exploded his mouth.
Ain't no playing going on here. All right. So anyway, 29 years, and this is the best we could do.
Yeah.
I told you, pull some old audio, man. You could have a
great little retrospective. Does that mean that I need to change my saying from who's drunk to who's gay?
Why? I don't know.
CJ just lost. So what's going to happen next year on the 30th?
Not that there's anything wrong with that, just so we're clear. Say that again, Barry.
Next year is going to be a big 3-0, so what's going to happen? That's a special...
Yeah. Well, there has been talk.
You have to wait and see.
No, there's been talk of setting up an exhibit at the History of Diamond Museum.
About really? 30 years?
Yeah.
This has got to be.
Yeah, it's in the janitor's closet, Barry.
No. 20 years, we did a spoof and acted like they did, and we made it up and fooled everybody.
And went there and looked.
and then they got a few calls, and I got a call after that, too. It was just a gag.
What's the meaning of this?
Like, why are you guys joking around like stuff like that?
And I'm
like,
idiots.
You think
what we do.
Funny?
And but you know, now we've gotten to know Lisa, who's the proprietor there down there at the
such a sweet
museum.
Lady.
And she has said that, hey, maybe we could actually do a real thing about Scuba Radio's 30-year run.
Well, yeah. She told me that she made space in the janitor's closet for it.
I think I remember that phone call. I think it went, sounded more like she said, quit dragging them through the mud.
I think there was talk of maybe doing something in the water closet.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Water closet.
Vinny liked that one. Okay.
So who knows? Yeah, we'll take what we get. Yeah, like we're not
the guy
that
who doesn't
picky.
Like using the water closet.
And on that disturbing note, we're going to wrap it up.
Bad down where it's wetter.
Yeah. Till next time, remember, It's always better. Where, gang? Come on.
Down. Down. Where it is wetter.
Safe
wetter.
Diving, everyone. On the boat or down below, if you want to stay in the know. If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.